It's the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY. Of course, the haze in the air still hanging out with us here. Hazy conditions due to those wildfires up in Canada, Minnesota as well. And that also put a damper on the Ann Arbor Art Fair. You know, while you were at the Ann Arbor Art Fair, those of you who went down there, you may have seen the presence of our wonderful HVA, Huron Valley Ambulance. They reported 19 incidents during the 2026 Ann Arbor Art Fair. Here joining us to talk about it, Carl Rocky is VP of HVA Operations. Carl, welcome. And we are so grateful for the service that Huron Valley Ambulance provides. I've utilized HVA many times in my own household with my family. I am so grateful for the professional staff and how well you do. So thank you. Thank you very much, Carl.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what Ann Arbor Art Fair was like. What were those 19 incidents like that you responded to? And how you're able to cover just a vast array of some 30 blocks with your personnel?
Yeah, so as you can imagine, much of our call volume is kind of dependent on the environment because it is an outdoor event. And so the majority of our cases this year were largely heat-related, dehydration, things like that. And you always get a smattering of other types of calls, whether it's, you know, somebody trips on the sidewalk or something like that and, you know, skins their knee, and even all the way up to people having respiratory distress or chest pain complaints or things like that. So especially when you gather that many people into one consolidated area, you can get a wide variety of calls. But definitely this year, the majority of them seem to be heat related.
From the smoke, anyone compromised because of that smoke, which was fairly thick during art fair?
You know, obviously that was one of our primary concerns, especially Thursday and Friday. But realistically, actually, I think everybody that, you know, had some, you know, pre-existing conditions that would have disposed themselves to having respiratory complaints, I think they probably managed those pretty well, maybe avoided the area during that day. Maybe they came out on Saturday, but realistically, we didn't see many related to the wildfire smoke.
Oh, wow. All right. So out of those 19 incidents that you assisted on, 4 were transported to local hospitals, 3 were provided with basic first aid. When you are treating someone like that and you think they really need to go to the hospital, do they have to consent to that, or can you kind of force that issue?
So we always operate under an informed consent procedure. So if they're able to make those determinations, then yes, absolutely, we'll transport the patients to the hospital of their choosing. Obviously, if they are unconscious, we operate under an implied consent perspective where we assume that they would want us to provide that care and transportation to them.
All right.
So yeah.
I understand also one person got multiple bee stings.
Yeah, you know, it usually happens once every large scale event that we have that bees just happen to show up. And, you know, if you think about it, if there's, for example, a beverage station that has some sugary content or stuff like that, typically you'll see some, you know, accumulations of bees or insects like that. And sometimes they just get the best of people.
All right. What was really interesting, there are two fascinating aspects about all this. First of all, how you deployed your personnel. Tell everyone what you did in order to cover the huge Ann Arbor Art Fair, Carl.
Yeah, so we operate a mix of bicycle paramedic teams as well as gator teams, we call them. And those are basically like miniature ambulances. So they carry all the emergency life-saving equipment that we carry on an ambulance. They're just on a John Deere gator platform, but it does have a stretcher where we can load you right up onto the stretcher and then take you from that, you know, mini ambulance and put you right into a regular ambulance to take you to the hospital. So typically the way a call will happen is that the bicycle paramedics will respond because obviously they can get through crowds fairly easily. The gator teams will also dual respond with them, albeit a little bit more slowly, more carefully, just because you're operating a vehicle in a potentially crowded area. They can do an assessment and coordinate a rendezvous with a transport capable ambulance to take somebody to the hospital. And so that way that ambulance will usually meet somewhere on the outside of the footprint. That gator team will bring that patient to them. So it's really a seamless, cohesive response.
Are these teams new this year? I haven't heard of gator teams before.
We have operated them for decades, actually.
Really?
We find that, yeah, you can imagine that there's really, you know, in the art fair, you're never going to get an ambulance down any of those roadways, not, you know, the road closures notwithstanding. And we needed a mechanism to transport patients, not necessarily far distances, but other, you know, short distances, but longer than you would want to push somebody on a stretcher. So we've been utilizing Gator teams for many, many years, not only at the Ann Arbor Art Fair, but all of our other special events that we cover that have a larger footprint.
Do you find that people are respectful of that, that they you see the crowd parting ways when they see you coming?
Usually, once, you know, depending on the environment, they'll usually, you know, help us out and, you know, alert people in front of them. The Gator ambulances actually do have emergency lights and a siren on them, too. But obviously, that can be a little bit loud for some people. So we try and modulate the volume a little bit.
Wow.
So
it's not. And how about the bike teams? Do they have any kind of warning system for people that they're coming?
Yeah, they actually also have some lights and a little mini siren on their bikes.
Well, we are so grateful for this. The other interesting aspect is I understand that Huron Valley Ambulance, Carl Rock, this service you provided to the Ann Arbor Art Fair was at no charge. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, we're big proponents of helping out the community. This is one of the, you know, big community-based events within the city. So, you know, as a nonprofit organization, we like to give back, and this is just one of those events that we're able to do that.
Wow, that's great. Well, what's the next big thing that you're ramping up for at Huron Valley Ambulance now that Art Fair is over?
This weekend, we have a two-day concert event over at the Big House.
That's right.
So that you will see many ambulances in the vicinity Friday and Saturday night.
And that'll be followed by Michigan football, which isn't too far away, right?
Nope, it's starting right in September.
I like that Michigan Go Blue Wolverine poster you have right behind you there. Well, we appreciate Huron Valley Ambulance. Give everyone an idea of how widespread the organization is and how far you cover.
So we operate in all of Washtenaw County, as well as portions of Western Wayne County and Southwest Oakland County. And then we're part of a larger organization, Emergent Health Partners, that covers 14 different counties, basically along the I-94 corridor.
All right. Carl Rock, Operations Manager with Huron Valley Ambulance, talking about the Ann Arbor Art Fair, how they had 19 cases this year that they responded to. In comparison, they cared for 11 patients in the previous Art Fair in 2025. And we're just grateful for that service. You never know when something happens to someone, especially at these beautiful events that we host in our area. So appreciate Huron Valley Ambulance very much. Carl, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Carl Rock from Huron Valley Ambulance on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.